When I was on retreat last week, I was at dinner and there was a bunch of us at table. And there was another retreat going on. And one of the retreatants turned to me and said, "You know, Father, are you here on a guided retreat or are you here on a personal retreat?" Let me just let you understand that distinction. A guided retreat is when you have a retreat master, someone who may be giving talks if it's a big group going on retreat, or someone you meet with one-on-one for some spiritual direction. That's a guided retreat. A personal retreat is when you just go off by yourself and be very quiet. Those are the retreats that I love to do. Believe it or not, I can be quiet. So, being cheeky, as you all know I am, I answered him, both. But when he looked at me, I said, "Well, look, I'm here by myself, but I'm being guided by two saints, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux and Saint Francis of Assisi." Because before I left to go on retreat, I went to Amazon.com, and I downloaded St. Therese's book, The Story of a Soul, for 99 cents. Yes, bargain. I guess she's not getting royalties anymore. The other one I downloaded is on St. Francis of Assisi, which was written by one of our Western Dominican brothers, Father Augustine Thompson. And so I said that these two wonderful saints are going to teach me some insights in today's commandments. Love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, and mind, as your neighbor, as yourself. So I'd like to share with you what they shared with me while I was on retreat. Now, St. Thérèse of Lisieux's writings have a love letter quality to them. She's a very passionate woman. And in her writings, she talks about growing up. And growing up, you can just tell from the writings, it seems that she was her father's favorite daughter. There were four girls in the family. And it is beautiful to see as she develops over time that this wonderful loving relationship that she has with her earthly father was a beautiful model for her understanding and relationship with her heavenly father. Then when she starts talking about her encounters with Christ, her understanding of Christ, got a little sappy for me, but you know, you can see where, again, she was pouring out her heart, her mind, and her soul to our Lord. It's obvious that she's on a much higher level of spirituality than I am. Yes, I love God, but my relationship with God is a little bit more masculine. Go figure. But that being said, St. Thérèse challenged me to examine my relationship with God. Everything St. Thérèse did started with God, and God was there every single step of the way. Now, I do pray. I do try to have a wonderful relationship with God. But I confess, I'm a guy. Sometimes I'm like, carpe diem, seize the day, let's go, full speed ahead. And sometimes God is kind of holding on to the back like, I'm here, hello. So I said, okay, well done, St. Thérèse. You taught me a wonderful lesson that God has to be always at the center of my life. Now, this love of God moved St. Thérèse to love her Carmelite sisters. Carmelites are a cloistered group, so imagine spending the rest of your life in a compound no bigger than this church, with people that you didn't choose to be there with. You want to talk about being voted off the island rather quickly? That would happen. But part of the Carmelite charism is to grow in that contemplative prayer. But part of that is to do that in community. They are not hermits. And St. Thérèse talked about the challenges that she had in dealing with some of her sisters. I have to confess that if it were me, there might be a couple words exchanged or maybe fists exchanged. But because her love for God was so intense, she said, this is Christ. Christ suffered for me on the cross. So I too will have these little inconveniences and offer them up for the salvation of the world. Next, we have St. Francis. Now, St. Francis, I can relate to more. As a young man, he was a guy. He played sports. He went out with the guys. He chased women. Nothing sinful, mind you, but he was a regular guy, if you will. Well, all of a sudden, war breaks out, and he's sent off to go to war. And when he goes to war, he's eventually taken captive, and he's imprisoned for about a year. And throughout his time in war and being imprisoned, he sees the evil that men do. So when he comes back, he starts to have this conversion, starts to ask himself those meaning of life questions. And all of a sudden, he sees himself pulling away more and more from the rest of the guys. Eventually, when you see as his writings unfold and unfold and unfold, you see that love of God growing and growing and growing. He talks about his mystical experiences all happen to him when he's at Mass. His writings, we like to think of him as like tree hugger, you know, like environmentalist, but he enjoyed nature, don't get me wrong, but he really had this profound spirituality based upon our faith, especially in the Mass, in the Eucharist, in the sacraments. And you can see that love of God tangible through the liturgical worship that he had. So this love of God, this transformative love of God, then helps him to love his neighbor. He wrote before his conversion, when he was walking down the street and he saw a leper, he would walk to the other side of the street, go around the leper, and then come back again and keep going. But after his conversion, one of the first things he did was form a leper colony. And he went out and ministered to lepers day in and day out. Over his life, we know that he would continue to do these wonderful corporal works of mercy, making sure that the poor were fed, the naked were clothed, and that those who were sick were cared for. But at all times, he was also looking at spiritual poverty. St. Francis eventually became a deacon, and he would preach. He didn't like to preach, but when he preached, you could see God speaking through him, the effects that it had. And of course, he preached through his actions. So St. Francis has a wonderful model to say, hey, I have to love my neighbor as I love myself. So while I was on a private retreat, it was most definitely guided. St. Therese and St. Francis, when I wasn't sleeping, helped me day in and day out to say, ah, this is the commandment that you need to know. Made me realize I have to redouble my efforts in prayer. God has to be at the center of every single thing I do in my life. And then as a result of that, I have to be willing to go that extra mile to love my neighbor, to care for my neighbor as I love myself. So if you haven't taken a retreat in a while, I highly recommend it. If you can't get away for, 4 or 5 days, a long weekend, then you can download a book for 99 cents, bargain. You can have a private retreat in your house, maybe 15 minutes, a half an hour a day. Read something that the saints are telling us. Because the saints are the ones that show to us that we can live out the commandments we are given in today's gospel.